bitch. Bitch. Hey, please don't touch my curls.
Hey.
No, no, please don't touch my curls. Like, bitch. Hey, please don't touch my curls. No, no, please don't touch my curls. Hey, bitch.
This is Simply G, and welcome back to my podcast. Today's episode is called Locked and Loaded. It's a hair journey. Let's start with a little background about hair. I personally consider your hair your crown. How you choose to wear your hair becomes a part of your character and who you are. Nowadays, self-assurance and confidence is a social norm and widely accepted. You see, about a decade ago, that wasn't the case. Several of us were very reserved about the hair color or the style that we wore. For example, you've seen a lot of natural colors, but now our hair is a blank canvas and we decorate it with character. You see, when I was a child, I always had a perm or a relaxer. Like, I never really wore my natural hair texture. I never really knew what it was. And I really didn't care about it. But I can't say my hair was always healthy for the most part, and my mom took care of it. But when I got old enough to do my own hair, I began to mess it up. I started using dyes. Like, I wanted my hair to be honey blonde. And I mean, some of you that's listening can relate. I wanted to wear a weave. I wanted to wear a wig, and now don't get me wrong, like, I love a good weave or wig from time to time, but, you know, as I got older, I kind of outgrew all of that. I was caught up in that glam look that a wig or a weave would give you, especially when they put it on, right? I always had the perfect hair. Like, when I wore my wigs and stuff, like, my hair was perfect. I had the perfect color, the perfect blend, the perfect style, the perfect length. Like, you can literally go in the store or on the internet and find, like, exactly what you're looking for. And the good thing about all of that, like, when it got old, you just throw it away and get a new one. So, anyway, I got tired of it and I began to feel like, you know, it was masking me. It covered my true crown. I also felt like I wasn't walking in my truth. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying if you wear a weave or a wig that you're not walking in your truth. By all means, sis, do what makes you feel fabulous, okay? So fast forward to 2020. I had completely been contemplating on starting my lock journey. And to be honest, I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. Like, the true reason. I guess I wasn't completely ready to give up my wigs, maybe. So I also felt like that premature stage that so many people talk about, or so many of us hear about, you know, that air quote ugly phase, wasn't going to look professional at work. Like, it wasn't going to look good on me. But I knew one thing, that end goal, that style that I wanted, that color that I wanted, and my natural hair locked, it was going to be fire. So, boom. Like I said, fast forward to 2020. I started my journey. And I must admit, like, now being in the game since 2020, I'm loving this journey. I'm loving my locks. Even the ugly phase was fire. Like, I'm learning to fall in love with me. That natural beauty. My locks have manifested a serious form of self-care, like, serious. I focus on all natural products. I use a lot of household products, honey, things of that nature. And it really created this natural beauty queen, you know, and I'm loving it. So yeah, I started in 2020 with the coil method. That was the way I started my locks. For anybody who's interested, the coil method worked for me. Now they have all of these different charts that tell you what kind of hair you have. So according to most charts, I have 4C hair. So the 4C hair went really good with the coil twist method. Might I add, I was natural for about 6 years before starting my lock journey. So I had the whole little afro thing going on. My hair was, it was and is pretty healthy. So, yeah, my hair took to that coil method ASAP. Like, my hair started button before my second retwist. I used to get retwists every 3 to 4 weeks. That's just because it was in those premature stages. And I kind of really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't want to mess with them or anything like that. Like, they were very, very delicate, in my opinion. So I would go, the girl who started them, I would go let her do the retwist or whatever like that. But nowadays, I do my own retwist. I do my own styling. I do my own coloring, if that is what I want to do. There's a lot to learn whenever you start your lock journey. I could tell you that for sure. So, I will moisturize my hair with a combination of oils. And I will make another podcast or maybe like a YouTube video, just to show how I blend my oils, because I make all of my own hair products. So I use a combination of oils. I also use aloe vera water or aloe vera juice, some people like to call it. I spend very little money on my products. Like, I'm not going to Target and buying the most expensive thing on a shelf or anything like that. Like, I really try to keep it as natural as possible so I can know exactly what's going into my hair. Because when you start this lock journey, it gets really, really personal. Like, I'm telling you, really, really personal. So, I have been wanting to use rose water. I have been doing some research on it and found that it adds extra moisture. I'm not endorsing that because I don't know. I still got a lot of research to do before I can go on and put that out there. Because like I said, this journey is very personal. And you know, to have a head full of locks is a lot of work and a lot of patience and a lot of time. So I learned quickly that you can't go with what works for them. You have to find your own remedy, as with everything. I find that a slight bit of water with the oils helps my hair. I also use edge control. Some people feel like you shouldn't use edge control if you have locks. But guess what? I don't care how locked my hair is. Those edges got to be laid. You hear me? So, that's pretty much it. You know, that's pretty much my lock journey. And I can say that this journey has definitely steered me back in the direction of falling in love with myself, falling in love with my true beauty, that naked beauty, you know, that beauty that you see raw. You can definitely follow me on social media. You can follow me on Instagram, underscore lockness, period, RN underscore, that's underscore LOCNESS dot RN underscore. That's my Instagram. You also can follow me on YouTube, Simply G on YouTube, same as the podcast. Like I said, thank you to all my listeners, and thank you to all of you who's tuning in for the first time. And once again, it's your girl, Simply G. I'm signing out.
Please don't touch my curls. No, please don't touch my curls. Hey.